Father, in the name of Jesus, let our remembrance be for good in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let the legacy we leave for the generations as to come, if the Lord tarries, be such that we have done well. Grant us the grace, Lord. Grant us the ability and the help we need. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, praise team. God bless you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Today, by the grace of God, footsteps on the sands of time. Amen. Footsteps on the sands of time. We take our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Our footsteps on the sands of time. Read together with me, everybody. Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. May this be our testimony in Jesus' mighty name. That we can say, we can confess, we can so believe in what legacy we left behind, that we can tell others at the end of this journey, at any point of it, be ye followers of me. Follow in my footsteps on the sands of time. Amen. It is about legacy. It is history. It is an example we leave behind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is what we are remembered by the generations to come. There are some names that is obscure. There are some footprints that is so large and big and wonderful that generations to come can look at it and say, ah, it's worthy of emulation. And there are some that is left in infamy. That is not our portion in Jesus' mighty name. I want to tell us from the beginning of this message that only what we did for God in his name, and only what we did for the good of mankind will endure the test of time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what heaven will recognize. It may be that there are a lot of things the world will recognize that heaven doesn't recognize. There are a lot of famous people that are etching their steps in sands of time, but it is shallow, it is not deep, it's not to the glory of God. They trumpet their career, they trumpet their ability, their achievement, their awards they've won from Golden Star, whatever it is called, the rest of them. But to heaven, it means nothing. Only what we did, amen, for God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and what we did for the good of humankind will endure. That is what heaven will remember. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God has a plan, and that plan is that each generation, when they are passing, will leave something of a legacy for the next generation to follow. If we do not leave a godly legacy for the generations to pass, if Christ's times, the light will dwindle and at times burns out. But if we leave a legacy that is worthy of emulation, then we can say, like this, our brother Paul, he say, be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God's plan is that we shall so pass this legacy that a succeeding light shall not diminish, shall be in a way born brighter and brighter to the glorious coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what we are called to do, brethren, each and every one of us, to be a light. Amen. To leave footsteps on the sands of time, that men, women, children, generations to come, when they leave it, when they see it, when they have seen it, they will say, yes, this is worthy to be followed. Amen. In this second case, in Exodus 15:2, he said that the Lord, when the other generation were talking and telling you what other generation will say or how they will remember. They say this about the God of their father. I say, the Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my what? Salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God. Amen. Everybody say with me, my father's God. I will exalt him. If the preceding generation has not left a legacy, a testimony that we are bound to the glory of God, then this generation cannot, in sweet memory, in adoration to God, in gratitude, say, my father's God. Our mind will go to my father's God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But before then, see what the preceding generation did. In Psalm 78 verse 4, the book of Psalm 78 verse 4, the preceding generation said this, we will not do what? Hide them from their children. Doing what? Showing them the generation to come, the praises of our God and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Now, the preceding generation, mean the generation of the fathers, they left this legacy and they say, we will not hide them from the children, from showing them the generations to come behind, the praises of our Lord and his strength and his wonderful works. And now the children later on in later generations say, our father's God. Because the fathers pointed them to what? To God. They left a legacy that is worthy of emulation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There are two types of legacy, mainly two types. There are so many legacy people live a world, you know, they give donation to this or do that and so on, of themselves, of their children or whatever. But there are two main legacy that men can leave. Footsteps in the sands of time. One is spiritual legacy. The other one is material. Our concern today is the spiritual one. The material is not bad. But when it is done in self-promotion, when it is done to show off, when it is done not to the glory of God, it is hollow. It is not deep. It doesn't bear any fruit. But when it is done to the glory of God, when it is a spiritual legacy like the one that Paul left, he said, follow after me only as I have followed Christ. Then it becomes an enduring one. It becomes one that will live to eternity. It becomes one that will be to the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let us look at some of the ways that you can leave a legacy. You can leave footsteps on the sands of time. I was walking in Hollywood one day when we went for vacation, and there was this thing on the pavement everywhere, you know, just different kind of square stuff and names of people, a little portion. I say, what are those? They say it is footstep of the stars or stars walk or something like that. And because they did nice movies or whatever or have good songs, their name become popular. And so they mark them on the ground and they say, okay, these are, you've received a big award, and they celebrate such person. That is good. I have nothing against it. But look at the legacy that 7 says. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. We start from there. Daniel 12, 3. What are the stars of heaven? I say, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whereas their legacy is on the floor, mud splattered, covered with dirt and flowers or whatever, our own, if you only look at what Bible is saying and do it, and they that be wise shall do what? Shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as stars forever and ever. Put hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen. If they will leave a legacy that they are compassionate, they are caring, they want to love God, they want to bring souls to the kingdom of God. And they walk every day, every time that the Lord gives them opportunity or they create opportunity for themselves. to witness to souls, to bring souls to Christ, to show God, these people, the goodness, the righteousness of the Lord. What is the promise here? He said, they shall shine as stars forever and ever in our everlasting home. Their light shall not be dimmed. Their legacy shall not be diminished, because they have done one thing that God is after, that God is concerned about, not from your selling platinum album, not from your making movie that generated $1 billion and so on. Some of them so ungodly, it's not worthy of watching. But from bringing souls to the kingdom of God. He said they shall do what? They shall shine as stars forever and ever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To be a good example. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, 1 Timothy 4:12, to be a good example, he said, let no man despise your youth. Younger ones, hear this. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, and in faith, and in purity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. He said, be an example of those who are worthy of the kingdom of God. Brethren, every day as we go out and you portray yourself as a believer, or even when you don't portray yourself as one, your action is leaving footsteps on the sands of time. Your deed is leaving a mark on somebody one way or the other. If you leave a mark, that will be to the glory of God. Footsteps on the sands of time. He says to him, be an example of what? Believers. That means that this is a distinct, different type of body that will do something that is outstanding, different from the norm. Be an example in what? In word. Be an example in what? In your conversation. Be an example in what? In your charity. Be an example in spirit. Be an example in faith. And be an example in purity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you don't do it like that, it will be shallow. When any work is done and the burden of the cross is not tied to it, it will not be deep. It will not endure. It will wipe away with nothing. There will be nothing holding it together. There's no anchor to it. But if it is done by the name of Christ and through Christ, and the burden of the cross is tied to it in such a way, it will be because of the kingdom of heaven, and it will endure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Our steps should be such that when men or women look at it, years to come, if we are still in this world or has gone to our reward, it will be such that it will be footsteps in the sands of time to the glory of our Lord. You know, at times I like to go, like the Bible say, where people passed away, a house of mourning. And at times, I like to listen to testimonies of what people say of others. 2 days ago, I went on such a man that passed away. Just this Friday, I went on that. But 2 years before then, I was reading something, I think it was in the news or something, and they say one young lady died, and it was tragic. And I look at it, was one of our people here. I don't know him, I don't know the wife, I don't know the young, but I looked it up, and I Googled, and I searched, and it was so painful. And it's so painful that I decided, I'm going to go visit this man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I went to visit him in his house in Scottsdale to pay my account. He doesn't know me. I don't know him before. But I introduced myself and went. And there, 2 years later on, he was called. Just after the daughter passed about 2 years ago, another tragedy struck the family. And he was called home. And I was there on his wake-up 2 days ago. And I always listen to what people say about somebody. What people say, I know the one that are genuine, I know the one that they're just making up and stuff like that. And one man stepped up and said, when I first came to this nation, this man gave me a job. So I thought maybe he was has a company employer or something. No. He said, I have nothing doing. And he said, instead of you just not having anything, my wife is pregnant. And at least use this to do something for some time. Take her to work and then bring her back in the evening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Of all the testimony people were, that one struck me different because he left a legacy. He left a mark on this man. And the man was saying, from that day till today, 30, 40 years ago, even though it was a job that didn't really make much, even though it was nothing, basically, you know, he's now a big person himself and doing well. I say, I always call him boss. Because when I first came here, I have nothing to do. And this man stepped up and said, hey, just find something to keep you busy. You can drive, right? You have a driver's license. Okay, take my wife to work and bring her home in the evening. Because she's pregnant, I don't want her driving. But she can manage, but just go ahead and do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a legacy that stands out for him. I have a reason for bringing this story later on. Amen? Another thing we should try to do is a life of service. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Ephesians 6, 7 and 8. A life of service. Many of us live for ourselves. Many of us does not go out of our way to be a life of service. Anything that will not bring dollar into our pocket is not worth doing to many. There is no more sacrifice to help, to support, to love, to cherish others, to do anything that will not be beneficial to us in terms of materialistic world. Many of us want to give even God a blessing, a sacrifice that doesn't cost them anything. So he said, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord, and not unto men. Verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. A life of service. A life of service is such that will leave a legacy, a footstep on the sands of time that will endure. I'm going to give us some examples. A woman known as Mother Teresa lived a life of service. As I was reading, looking at her life and what she did, she didn't come from a reputed family or anything like that. No great education to speak of. But one thing she has is that she has compassion. She cares for others. And that compassion and the ministry of compassion led her to the point whereby every nation practically knows her today. Every kind of award, from Nobel Prize to everything, she has received it over her lifetime, even post-lifetime. Because she lived a life of service, not worried, not concerned, not so much into what to bring to herself at her passing. They say she has two clothes, two sari, the type of clothes they wear in India, and a bowl to wash her clothes. That's all she has in terms of money or wealth. But her name endured till today. Virtually everybody, most people will know of this woman because of a life of service. When we put our God-given grace into work to be kind, to be good to others, to do things for others, that is a life of service. Christ said, knowing that whatsoever you do, good thing, not bad thing, that a man do it, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In your place of work, in your home, in your church, in everywhere you are, when you move yourself from self and decide to do a life of service. Today, when people do a life of work of service, they make sure that all the TV is there telling the whole world, yes, I'm doing it. I don't mind that. But there are some of us that don't have access to TV. If I call them and say, come and see me doing a life or something, they say, who are you? They wouldn't even come. They don't know who I am. The same with you. But what you do even in secret, what you do when nobody's watching, what you do when nobody's recognizing you, know that there is a God in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a God in heaven that will take note of every little thing you do for God and for humanity in the name of Christ Jesus. Be it that you gave a bottle of water, somebody that needed it. Maybe you show compassion to a passing stranger. Maybe it is this brother or sister. Maybe it's whatever. That you do it, God will remember. 3 days ago, I received a video from I don't know what country. I think it's Kenya or something. I have this thing that I do at times when people are traveling some places. I say, take this amount, small amount, and give to a widow, two Christian widows or three or how many of them in this nation. I don't know. I never get any answer from anybody or anything. Just give it to whoever, you know, to this widow. Make sure they are this widow, because that's what God has impressed in my mind. So I got a video 3 days ago from one of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not telling it for promotion or anything. But that is something I like to do because my mother taught me as a young man, I say, create a foundation. Now, people that create a foundation, she doesn't call it foundation or anything. People are rich people. They have money. They have tons of money. But yeah, you can create something within your own level to do for the good of humanity. You don't know who it will touch. And one of them touched me and made a difference in my life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this woman did all these things. Another one I want to bring out is the one that called, what's the name? The Lady of the Lamp, Florence Nightingale. She was born into a wealthy family, but she chose to do a life of service. And she become an example for the nurses. There are many nurses teaching here, every one of us. When you are graduating, in there, they give you this tiny lamp, you know, to carry around and stuff as memory of what she did. What she do? There was a war raging. And there was a bunch of people that are being killed and maimed and nobody is caring for them. She did a life of service. She goes about tending to them in the dark of the night, carrying the lamp in her hand. That's why they call her the Lady of the Lamp. Till today, her memory is being remembered. Her work is being remembered. Thousands of graduates are told to remember and emulate the life of service of this woman that is done to the glory of our Lord. And I know many of us here are doing great things for the Lord. I want to encourage you. You are not getting any answer. You are not getting any videotape. You are not getting any call of thank you. But God watches every footstep you leave in the sands of time. Know that you will be remembered in Jesus' name. And because of those things, even those that came from you, your children, your grandchildren, when you are not there, in the time of their need, in the time that they look for God for help, somebody will be there for them in Jesus' name. Because you have done something for somebody else. In secret that nobody rewarded you. It wasn't shown on TV. Nobody knows you are doing it, but you are doing it. You go out and hand out tracts to people. You pray for people that never showed up in churches. You do these things on your own time when you could just have it easy. And you think it's a, no, it is not a waste of time. There's these footsteps that is not being seen with the natural eyes, but it is seen by the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord will call it on remembrance at the right time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us will say, well, I do it, nobody will recognize us. So also the one of the scripture that was done in the scripture is about the Good Samaritan. Christ used it as a parable of a life of service. Passing by, the priest came by and looked at it and walked away. The leaders of the churches of those days looked at the Pharisees and so they looked and they walked their own way. Then a gent, another person was coming that is not related. They are not concerned. It's not by blood relation or anything. It was a different ethnic groups. And he stopped by and had compassion on him. And took him, cleaned him up, sent him somewhere, paid for the services of the physicians, and said, take care of him. If it's not enough, I will pay differently. And he said, who are among these are his brother? And I said, yes, the one that took care of him. Today, that story has been told thousands and thousands of times. If not millions and millions over to children, to me, to you in the scripture. But it is one work that is done and no man saw it, no man noticed it, but the Lord did and used it as an example of a life of service. I note, unfortunately, today, that among the believers, many a times a life of service is no more being recognized. A life of service is when you take yourself out of equation. When you take what you are going to benefit, what you are going to get, you may not get a thank you, you may not get recognition, you may not get anything. But you do it because you are doing it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are doing it because you know that this person, that whatever it is, that animal, or human being, or whatever is the creation of God, you are showing kindness. You are doing it because you know in your deep, deep heart that is out of love for God, out of compassion for others, and you reach out to do it. And many times when you do things like this, it may not show up immediately. You may not even recognize it again, but it will endure to the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I have this thing etched in my mind. And you can't take it out. And I will tell you how that thing came to be till today. That thing is that the white people are good. That white people are very nice people. That white people are very kind people. And over the years, this thought has endured when a lot of them has called me names, done something that is really bad, spoken or acted really bad at place of work or people I treat or people I do business with and so on, is still there till today that white people are good. That white people are very nice people. And white people are kind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only because one old woman did something for me. I don't know anybody in this country. The only person I know is somebody I communicated by letter. I never seen him. I don't know him. So when I'm picked up, I was picked up from by him to his house, Brother Bode, to his one-bedroom apartment. Now, he works day and night. He drives a cab. So, in the morning, he goes to work, and I have nothing doing. As I said, I don't know anybody. So, I take myself up to the closest library at least, showed me where you can go and hang out. So, I go there and sit down, day in, day out. I have nothing doing. Look at this, read that, whatever. So as I was there, I didn't know that somebody noticed me. I don't know if she works there. I don't know if she's coming there, but she noticed that I come in from time to time and stayed long hours. And so one day she approached me and said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I said, what is Thanksgiving? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know what is Thanksgiving. Oh, you have nothing doing. Why don't you come to our house for Thanksgiving dinner? I don't even know what she's talking about then. Thanksgiving dinner, yes. Older lady. I said, okay. Took the address. Can't remember her face now. Can't remember what she looks like. But I went to her house. She and the husband and children, don't know if there's grandchildren or whatever, they treated me to food. In their house, I relaxed. We chatted and whatever with my accent that is still bad, but a lot worse than then. Everybody was really nice to me. And by the act of this woman, I formed an opinion, because as of then, I haven't looked much at TV that says everybody is wonderful or evil or this or that, or anybody has talked to me about the characters of this or that I'm black or what. No, I didn't even have that in mind. But her action etched something in me, and I was leading and said, I say, white people are good. White people are really nice, and they are kind. Until that, from that day till today, she left a legacy in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit that you cannot erase. Because anytime something happens, or many times when I remember, I still remember, there are still a lot of good ones among them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are still nice ones among them. There are still good ones among them. There are still kind ones that will see a stranger that you don't know and call them to your house to come and have dinner. Years later, I met a Christian. How did I meet the Christian? The company I work for said I should go do something for this person. I called him over the phone, and he said, I don't want your type in my house. So I told the person in charge, he said he doesn't want my type in his house. So the company said, yeah, you're not going there. So they refused him the service. But he needed the service, and he kept calling. They said, we don't have any other person than Emmanuel to go. I said, okay, let him come. I went there. As of then, I'm moving up in life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm already driving that my old first Mercedes. So I cleaned it up really well, dressed up really well, look really nice. Because this person said he doesn't want me, so I wanted to present myself as a responsible. Why would you say you don't like me, don't want me? I went. His house is such that I wouldn't want to live there for free. About 3 or 4 cats and a dog, and everywhere is smelling. The car in front of the house was jacked up. I still remember it till now. And when they were to do a wound care for the wife, very nice lady. So over the period of 2 or 3, 4 visits and so on, he opened up to me and we started talking. I don't know that she remembered that I'm the person who said, I don't want your type in my house. So by the time she started commending me and telling me that he's a Christian, he goes to church and he has Bible in the house and he has evidence of his Christianity and stuff. And I say, what type am I? What are you talking about? Say, the time you called about a month or so ago, you said that you don't want my type in your house. If there was a pit he can go and bury his head, he would have done it. He turned left, he turned right, and turned around. I said, yeah, you did. It's way down there. This is where you did it, how you did it, what you said, insulted me over the phone. What type am I? And I didn't miss my word. I said, you call yourself a Christian. But you know what? That woman that first created a legacy in my heart will not allow me even to be angry with such people, because she has shown me that white people are good. White people are kind. White people can be wonderful. Because that's what I formed when my mind is completely pure. I haven't even felt any of this kind of stuff. Later on, many things happen around the way. And I keep telling you, you can't wipe that out from my heart because somebody left a legacy. Why am I saying this? You might be sitting here, you may never go to TV to show it. You might be sitting here, you may never have an opportunity to broadcast the good you do. But maybe one kindness you show to people, like this woman told to me, I tell you, it has manifested in blessing to hundreds, scores of white people in her memory for being kind to a young man that came to this nation, don't have any friend, sitting somewhere all by himself all the time, and you invited me to your house to have dinner, what they call Thanksgiving dinner. It's now that I know what is Thanksgiving dinner. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. So your legacy might not be that you did something so wonderful and so great that the whole world will know it. But there is a footsteps on the sands of time that each one of us can leave for the generations to come to copy and follow after. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we are rounding up, David, great man of God. You look at his legacy today, it is so wonderful, but his actual life did not really reflect that in some cases. And you start to study it and see what he said and what he did. Somebody took a poll of David's. Many people remembered his sin, his failures with Uriah and Bathsheba, or what her name was. Many people remember him killing Goliath and stuff. But he started to speak about his legacy at the end of his life. It was on 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Now remember that the Holy Spirit was using his mouth to speak. The Holy Spirit was speaking through him. It was a prophetic word. It was a prophetic utterance about me and you from God that matters. Not what the world thinks or what the world says or how the world has seen us. But what Jesus Christ, what the eternal God himself says about you, or me, or anybody that is sitting here. Whether you're a man, woman, or a child. The Holy Spirit started to speak through him at the end of his life. When the sun was setting, the summary of all he was and how he will be remembered. Because some of us can say to ourselves, my failures. And as a chaplain and somebody that speaks to people at times when they are passing, I've seen some of those. I need to turn them around and say, look at the other side of it, what God thinks. Once you become a child of God, he says your sins, your failures, your omissions or commissions and stuff, he says they are washed away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this man that people are remembering, some of people are thinking of in different light or in those days and stuff, say what he say. Now this be the last word of David. David, the son of Jesse, who came from nothing. Speech of gratitude. The last of seven sons. Not meant to receive or inherit anything. Delegated to a life of being a shepherd. From there God took him and said, and the man who was raised on high, so will God raise you and yours in Jesus' name. As I said before, your light will not be diminished. The little good you have done will be magnified in the eyes of the Lord. And your legacy shall be an enduring one in Jesus' mighty name. He then, by the word of the Holy Spirit, said, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Did you hear any mention of the Holy Spirit at the end of his days and the end of his time, of his sins, of his failures, of his limitations, of his omissions and commission? Not one of them. This is the last word of David, spoken prophetically as the uttered word of the Holy Spirit, and God started to show him what his legacy will be. What he will be. Go on to verse 2. 23:2, please, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Go on, that's the Spirit speaking. It wasn't him that was speaking these words. If you go to verse 3, he starts to show, the God of Israel said to me, and the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Verse 4, please, go on. We're rounding up. And he shall be. He wasn't anything like that, but this is how the Holy Spirit sees him. As the light of the morning. Amen? When the sun rises, a morning without cloud, as the tender grass of the earth, by clear shining after rain. His life wasn't anything like this, but God left him a legacy because he was washed and cleansed, and he has been redeemed through the salvation of God. He has done some good, a lot of good. And that is what God will remember each one of us by. Not our failures, not our limitations, not our sins or the failures we have. As long as they are under the blood of Jesus, you forgiven and repented of it and forgiven, and you work hard to keep to your faith, your legacy shall be great in the name of Jesus. It's up to us to do more. Show compassion to others. Be there for people who are in need. Be a Christian in deed and in truth. The song we are singing, it says, fading away like the stars of the morning. As we round up, we can stand on our feet, everybody. Losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus we shall pass away from the earth and its toiling, only remembered by what we have done. Only the Savior shall make up his jewels. When the bright crowns of rejoicing are worn, then shall his weary and faithful disciples all be remembered by what they have done. You need to sketch, write, etch your footsteps in the sands of time. You need to think about it. You need to work for it. Every good we do, every kindness we show, it may leave an enduring memory on the hand or the heart of somebody that will use it and multiply it to thousands or hundreds, that will also come back and abound because you have sown the seed. So let us not forget that God is watching you in everything we do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Fading away like the stars of the morning. Losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus we will pass from the earth and its toiling. Only remembered by what we have done. Brethren, only remember. People we And for anybody who is watching, and you are wondering what your legacy will be, how will you be remembered? Attach yourself today to the cross. Take on the burden of the cross. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all that were afflicted. Do good in the name of Jesus, and not for self-service, but the service of the Lord. And you are there saying, how can I be part of this legacy, the footsteps on the sands of time? Take on the name of Jesus with you. Put on that Jesus Christ in your soul, spirit, and body. Receive him today as your Lord and Savior. Call on him to grant you grace, that the memory you have, a memory that we have of you, if the Lord tarries, will be such that will abound to the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That your service to God shall be remembered by generation to come.
Amen.
That it will be passed from generation to generation. And they will declare the work of the Lord. And they will say of you, the God of my fathers, the God of my mothers, I will follow him. I will exalt him, even in the name of Jesus. That the enemy will not diminish. It will not quench your candle. Lord, that your light will burn brighter and brighter, even to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even as the stars fade as of the morning, losing their light in that glorious sun, and we pass to our memory, to our reward. If the Lord tarries, let it be said of us that we have done well in the name of Jesus. Our brother Paul said, I have fought a good fight and I have finished our race. Let our steps on the sands of time be glorious to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.